This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson in Gothenburg last night. Mr. Modi arrived in Gothenburg yesterday on a two-day visit to Sweden. PM Modi was awarded the Royal Order of the Polar Star, Degree Commander, Grand Crosses in recognition of his exceptional contribution to the India-Sweden relationship and his visionary leadership. During the delegation-level talks, the two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of India-Sweden relations and agreed to elevate the bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership, marking a major milestone in the relationship. They discussed ways to deepen cooperation in trade and investment, technology and innovation, green transition, space, emerging technologies, defense and security, SMEs, research and people-to-people ties. The two leaders agreed to identify new opportunities in the spirit of the India-EU strategic partnership and recently concluded the India-EU FTA for the benefit of their people. The leaders also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues. PM Modi has invited Swedish companies to enhance their presence in India under initiatives such as Make in India, National Green Hydrogen Mission and National Critical Mineral Mission. During an interaction with select Swedish CEOs in Gothenburg, Mr. Modi made a strong pitch to Swedish companies to enhance their presence in India in manufacturing, green hydrogen mission, clean energy and other sectors. In the fourth leg of his visit, the PM will reach Norway today for the third India-Nordic summit and bilateral engagements. This will be the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Norway and will mark the first prime ministerial visit from India to Norway in 43 years. Mr. Modi will call on King Harald V and Queen Sonja and hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre. New Keralam government led by Congress leader V.D. Satheesan will be sworn in Thiruvananthapuram today. Congress had announced Satheesan as the next Chief Minister of Keralam on the 14th of this month, putting an end to the suspense that lasted for 10 days. The Congress-led United Democratic Front secured a more than two-thirds majority in the Keralam Assembly elections. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has reinaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development works worth over 700 crore rupees in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. Mr. Shah, who is on a two-day visit to the state, launched projects worth over 600 crore rupees of Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation yesterday. He also inaugurated a newly built milk processing plant of Madhur Dairy in the city, built at a cost of around 128 crore rupees. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah inaugurated the Innovation and Incubation Center at the National Institute of Design in Gandhinagar. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda has arrived in Switzerland to participate in the 79th World Health Assembly beginning today till 23rd of this month. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that this year's theme, Reshaping Global Health, a Shared Responsibility, highlights the importance of collective action in addressing global health challenges. He said the assembly will bring together health ministers, dignitaries and public health experts from more than 165 countries, reaffirming the shared global commitment towards building stronger, more inclusive and resilient healthcare systems. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has allocated portfolios to the newly inducted and promoted ministers of his cabinet. The portfolio distribution follows the second cabinet expansion of the government, which took place on May 10. During the reshuffle, two cabinet ministers and four ministers of state were inducted into the government, while two ministers of state were elevated to ministers of state with independent charge. India has expressed deep concern at the attack targeting the Baraka nuclear facility in the UAE. In a statement, Ministry of External Affairs said such actions are unacceptable and represent a dangerous escalation. New Delhi has urgently called for restraint and a return to dialogue and diplomacy. In IPL cricket, hosts Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 194 runs set by Rajasthan Royals, Delhi Capitals made 197 for 5 in 19.2 overs. Today, Chennai Super Kings and Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.